All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Motorcycle Provisional Number 1 Qualifier, Karen Stouffer. Karen went to the top with her run of 6.776, 199.64 miles an hour. Karen, if it holds, it will be your sixth career Number 1 Qualifier. More importantly, a heck of a job continuing a great start to the season. How happy were you with that run?
It was really good because, you know, Gainesville, it seems like it was forever ago. I'm going to say almost a whole season ago. It was a big break in between. So you definitely are wondering if you can come back and continue that momentum and what you created. But I think Angie and I both approved it. You know, I mean, we both were excited about putting out another good pass. I think it just proves the point that the momentum, even with that big long break, we have the momentum. I was excited. I think there's more out there. There's definitely going to be a lot of competition. We're getting our rounds in. We're getting our qualifying in. So I think there's going to be a lot of learning from a lot of the other teams. So I hope it holds. Do I think it will? I don't know. But it was fun. I'm just having such a blast on that Race Gilman Auto Group bike. It's just so fun to ride. Tim, I call it the torpedo because he's just got it going so nice and smooth and straight. But I just have a blast. Everybody goes, "You're smiling." I said, "It's just a fun bike to ride. And I'm just having a good time with it."
Do you feel, I guess you're talking about the 6 weeks in between Gainesville and here, is that a thing where you guys are able to make strides even in that time off, do you feel like?
You know, I think it's hard when you have set a national record and won the race and, you know, you think about, of course you want to continue progressing and moving forward, you know, but, and I think about Angie too, you know, I mean, it's really got a lot of parity in the class. You've got a Buell and a Suzuki that are running. If you look at that time submit, it was side by side. The time ticket was, the incrementals were like dead on. So we know both the manufacturers and OEMs out here are fast, and it's really cool. But you don't want to mess with something too much that's working good, right? So how much R&D do you do on those bikes when they're running so good? I'm not sure what Tim does back at the shop. Again, I still came back with a torpedo wipe, so I'm pretty happy. He's going to continue to dig and find some new power and continue. You have to. I mean, that's the name of the game, right? You really aren't satisfied, but you don't want to go backwards and try too many crazy things. So I'm excited about, you know, that pass. I'm hoping it's going to hold, but either way, I'm having fun and I'll ride whatever Tim gives me.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was going to ask what Josh asked about, you know, 6 weeks, you know, races, but I mean, how difficult is it to get back on the bike after, you know, fresh, but can you say something sharp and focused?
Yeah, you know what, you're excited. I talk about that when I come back after taking the normal season break between, you know, years from 2021 to 2022. It was a long break, and you get back on. Gainesville's always been, felt good, and it was fun. You know, it's that same kind of feeling. We had 6 weeks off. It was a long time. Felt like it was a break between again, and I was just excited to get back on. I think the value, the thing that I have is that big St. Charles bike is fun. I don't have to worry about it doing something crazy. I don't have to worry about the wind. It's smooth. It's fun. And I think as long as I'm continuing having fun, I don't worry and I'm not anxious about the next race and how long it's going to be between, because I know when I get on it, I'm just going to have a good time.
You talk about the fun and the comfort. Yeah. What makes a bike run smoother? What do you notice about the comfort level that makes this one so fun to ride?
You know, I don't know. I mean, names, and you listen to everybody, and I've been the same way, right? You know, I think that the vehicles definitely have personalities and names, and I think that once you get a combination with the rider and the weight and the bike and the tuner and the whole package together, and everybody's happy and everything's feeling good, I think it the bike reacts better, the bike does what it wants, it's not doing something crazy, it's not going sideways. There was a lot of people who aborted the runs and things, so you know, I think all of it. I wish I could bottle it up and say this is what makes it like that, because I think we could sell it and make a lot of money, but I don't really know. I just know that ever since, you know, I'm going to take a step back to Bristol last year, it's just been a real fun, enjoyable, smooth day at the race. You know, it's just been really good. I love every time I get to throw my leg over the bike, it's fun.
Yeah. Karen, last question. Houston, obviously, you know, last time here, you've had success here. Give me kind of your thoughts on memories you have and then kind of the excitement of going into this last race here in Houston.
Yeah, the memories really, it's all about, this was my very first win in 2000, an NHRA national event with in 2004. Obviously, Erica is right there in the back of my mind also, because it was her first national event win, even I was, I think, super gas. But, you know, it's just, Houston is a wonderful place. I really kind of felt it was interesting because I hadn't been here for so long. It felt like, I think it's been 10 or 11 years since I've actually been down this racetrack, and I had to actually walk down and make sure I knew where the finish line scoreboards were and the turnout, and just kind of, and then as I was walking, I'm going, oh yeah, okay, and then all the memories started coming back. Antron Brown was the one who actually told me I won. I was racing against him in the final in 2004. I had no idea. It was one of those races where you kept your head tucked tight and you looked over and you didn't know who won. You didn't see the finish line win light. So I came around the corner, and I vividly remember him pointing, you girl, you got it, you got it, you know. So it's cool. It gives me the tingles just thinking, you know, I mean, we have such a phenomenal class. We have such good parity with the engine programs. Everybody is wishing well, maybe not wishing to beat you, but wishing well for everybody. But when it comes down the racetrack, we throw down. And it's just like a family, right? So when you have brothers and sisters out there, yeah, you love them dearly and you have a good time, but when you comes to competition, you want to beat the pants off them, and that's kind of how we are, and at least a few of us. So the memories are nice, the numbers are fun. We'll see how it shakes out on the day. Today, the big St. Charles race coming out with group bikes on top, and I'm just going to be happy about it.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.